Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by SetApp. Leading off this week, we've talked a lot about Apple's plans to debut new iPads next month at its May 7th Let Loose event. For the new iPad Pro in particular, we've talked about how it would feature the M3 chip for upgraded performance compared to the current generation M1 chip. Well, now, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the upcoming iPad Pro may actually be powered by the M4 chip and skip the M3 altogether. This would be Apple's first M4-powered machine, following the introduction of the M3 last fall with the new MacBook Pro. The big change with the M4 will be a new neural engine that will pave the way for new AI capabilities. Bloomberg says that Apple will position the new iPad Pro as its first truly AI-powered device. Bloomberg explains that Apple can begin laying out its AI chip strategy with the new M4 and the iPad Pro. Then, at WWDC in June, it can focus on how the M4 chip and new iPad Pros will be able to take advantage of the new AI software and services coming in iPadOS 18. The inclusion of the M4 in a new iPad Pro is certainly a headline change, and it will come alongside other new features like OLED displays, a repositioned FaceTime front camera, and new accessories. Speaking of those new accessories, Bloomberg also says that the upgraded Apple Pencil, launching next month at the May 7th event, will include haptic feedback for the first time. Although details here are light, you can imagine how the haptic feedback produced by an Apple Pencil could vary based on the tool selected in the current drawing app. This should help the Apple Pencil feel more realistic in use. We've talked before about other new features and changes planned for the next generation Apple Pencil, including a new squeeze gesture that summons a contextual menu based on the current task. For example, the squeeze gesture could allow users to quickly invoke actions like adding shapes, stickers, or text to the canvas. Again, all of these new iPad-related announcements are expected on May 7th at Apple's Let Loose special event. Meanwhile, for iOS 18, Bloomberg has again given us some more details on what to expect. Bloomberg says that alongside the slate of artificial intelligence features, iOS 18 will include updates to some of the most popular built-in apps on iPhone, including big changes to Photos, Mail, Notes, and Fitness. The report says that the overall operating system will reportedly get a bit of a facelift with a series of design tweaks across the OS itself. These changes won't be as dramatic as the iOS 7 transition, and Bloomberg instead says that the design changes will make app designs more modular and easier to update and customize. This is speculation, but it sounds like Apple is working to standardize the library of UI components it uses across its apps, which would make it easier for the engineering teams to update them over time, especially as those apps are increasingly made available across all of Apple's platforms. We expect Apple to officially unveil iOS 18 at WWDC, which kicks off on June 10th with a special event. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. Using SetApp, you can browse a curated collection of apps that can help supercharge your Mac experience. Think of a task you'd like to complete, just open SetApp and then search apps by tasks, install, and get things done. A SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, including app updates and new releases. You can install and uninstall the apps in a single click. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today. A free 7-day trial, then just $10 a month for over 240 other apps on your Mac. Rounding out today, when Apple announced its changes in the European Union for the Digital Markets Act, we explained that some of the changes wouldn't be coming to the iPad. At the time, Apple explained that the European Union had only ruled that iOS was a gatekeeper platform under the Digital Markets Act. This applied only to iOS on the iPhone. iPadOS on the iPad, meanwhile, was a completely different platform in the eyes of Apple and the European Commission. On the other hand, the DMA also designates the entirety of the App Store as a gatekeeper service. This includes the App Store across all of Apple's platforms, including the iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and Apple TV. So as we explained initially, Apple bifurcated the changes it announced based on the requirements of the DMA. Well, now the European Commission has decided that it's not too fond of this strategy. On Monday, the European Commission expanded the digital market's purview of products to include the iPad for the first time. This means that the platform changes announced to the iPhone a couple of months ago will also come to the iPad. The EU has given Apple approximately 6 months to bring iPadOS and the iPad into compliance. So in real-world terms, what this means is that we can expect some big changes to the iPad soon. This includes the ability to install third-party app marketplaces and to download apps from the web through Apple's web distribution feature. The new prompt in Safari that asks users to pick a default browser engine is also coming to the iPad, and support for third-party browser engines will also have to come to the iPad. We're still waiting on Apple's exact details for compliance with this new guideline from the European Union, but essentially what it means is that the iPhone and the iPad will both have to offer the same level of openness under the DMA. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. You'll find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Find me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.